Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Nelson from Opinion Research. This survey is a quick survey. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Right, and are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm registered as a Democrat.
Okay, thank you. How likely are you to vote in this November's election for president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. And when it comes to overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? Under President Biden and Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people. And his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America.
The first one.
Okay. Next, mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. First one is Joe Biden. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
But that will be somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. And Don Davis, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And Roy Cooper, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And Lori Bockout, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
It's hard to answer people I don't know anything about.
Okay, and Donald Trump, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And Kamala Harris, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. All right. If this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I wasn't born with the last president, so I will go with Camellia.
Who, I'm sorry?
Ms. Harris.
Okay, thank you. In this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today? So is Josh Stein, Democrat, or Mark Robinson, Republican?
Josh Stein.
Thank you. And in the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Bockout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
None of them, because I don't know anything about the two, and the other one is somewhat.
Okay. Do you belong to a credit union or not? Yes, belong? No.
No.
What is your... I'm sorry, this one I'm going to... So, could you please tell me, is your age between 18, 39, 40, 54, 55, 64?
What does all that got to do with no asking me about voting?
It's just part of the survey.
I'm over a century.
Okay, and among these options, 18, 39, 40, 50, 54, 55, 64.
40 to 54. 40 to 54.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or black? Yes, no.
I don't think there's a difference.
Okay, and do you consider yourself to be of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No.
Yes or no?
Not that I know of.
Okay, and are you a member of either the military reserves, or
no,
a retired military veteran?
Okay. No.
All right, now, answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services. Paramount Plus, yes, no.
No.
Disney Plus, yes,
no.
No. Peacock, yes, no.
Yes.
Sling TV, yes,
no.
No. Hulu? Yes? No.
No.
YouTube TV? Yes? No?
No.
Thank you. And ESPN Plus? Yes?
No.
No. Fubo? Yes? No.
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You just want attention to you the one who...